It's a late weekday afternoon at the L.P. Quinn Elementary School in Tupper Lake, New York. Third, fourth, and fifth graders are exploring a nature trail under the watchful eyes of instructors Leanna Downs and Lloyd Graves. The trail is a patchwork of mud, weeds, and ice-encrusted snow, and it's an ideal place to spot animal tracks.
What do you think that is?
A raccoon.
It is a raccoon or a rabbit.
A small dog, maybe.
Or a puppy.
You know, the funny thing about tracks is that after they get old for a while, you can't really tell what they are. So it's all right to admit that you don't know what you're looking at.
Right where you are. Okay,
Lloyd, Leanna, and their colleague Holly Graff are among the 20 men and women in their late teens and 20s who make up the Adirondack AmeriCorps. The three students spend about 6 hours a week with nearly 80 elementary students in Tupper Lake. Connie Schaefer, education coordinator for the group, says the members serve as mentors for the youngsters and help teachers apply environmental curricula in 6 area school districts with the purpose of promoting good stewardship of the land.
I think that's the ultimate goal, and they're breaking it down into smaller pieces, such as paying attention to water use and dependency on water, and then water cycles and that kind of stuff, or habitats and how habitats can be destroyed, and just general appreciation, too.
The Adirondack AmeriCorps members arrived at Little Tupper Lake in October, and within their first week, they helped battle a 300-acre forest fire. They've also helped clear trails and are taught wilderness first aid, carpentry, and environmental studies. Adirondack AmeriCorps Program Director Walt Link.
Service to one's community and service to one's nation is something that we need to foster. And service to one's environment is something we need to foster. The realization that a healthy environment is critical to having healthy kids and a healthy future for our grandkids, that knowledge is wonderful. But if you don't step up and do something about it, it's empty knowledge. And so this AmeriCorps program gives people an opportunity to put their beliefs to work.
Nearly half the Adirondack AmeriCorps members are from New York State, while others come from as far away as Florida and California. They receive a $50 a week stipend and live together in cabins along the shores of Little Tupper Lake. It's one of 2 AmeriCorps residential programs in the state. Their work weeks are structured to include outdoor activities, classroom instruction, and helping out at local schools. Like the rest of their colleagues in the program, Leanna Downs, Lloyd Graves, and Holly Graff are either in college or recent graduates. They may have different careers in mind, but all are gearing up for a lifetime of environmental work.
Actually, what attracted me to the program was the trail work aspect of everything. I've done a couple years on a trail crew and decided that I wanted to do a little bit longer on trail crew. Being in the schools is kind of a bonus for that.
It's kind of a cop-out answer, but I like it all. I had another option to stay out in Colorado and kind of teach some, but the trail work was a big draw as well. So
I think it's a great thing that they're concerned with public outreach and actually, you know, having an influence on the kids and getting them thinking about the environment, thinking about the challenge of preserving.
The 10-and-a-half-month Adirondack AmeriCorps project ends in August, and Walt Link is already planning next year's program. He'll conduct interviews on college campuses around the country this spring and summer. Members will each receive about $4,000 in education vouchers when they're done. But more importantly, Link says, they learn a lot.
Just the goosebumps that we get from seeing what our core members are doing tells us that it's well worthwhile. It's something that I think everybody involved is going to be benefiting from.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Moe in Canton, New York.